Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Washington Times political reporter Seth McLaughlin. Hello, Seth.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I saw your headline, Wild About Harry, in Republicans' Hunt for Senate. It's all about Reid. I see where RNC Chair Reince Priebus called Harry Reid dirty and unethical, and I think those were the kind words, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Priebus went after him pretty strongly yesterday on Fox and Friends, and he followed that up with a comment to us about how they're going to continue to make Harry Reid part of the story headed into the election. Again, we're six months out here. And so attacking Reid gives the RNC, gives the National Party another solid target to kind of smack on, in addition to President Obama and Obamacare, which are, you know, all three of those together are great ways to rally the base. We've kind of seen this in previous elections where Republicans have loved going after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Again, she's just one of those people who really irritates the base of the GOP.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that's pretty good for raising money.
Yeah, Fort O'Connell, who's a GOP strategist I often chat to here in D.C., said that it definitely is, and he actually pointed to Harry Reid's previous Senate challenger, whose name I'm blanking on right now, but she raised, Sharon Engel, she raised a ton of money out in Nevada against him, and actually put up a pretty good challenge to him, and he squeaked by.
Yeah. He's become particularly nasty this year, more so than in the past. I guess it's because he's fighting for his political life right now. If the Senate goes to Republicans, let's face it, that's the end of Harry Reid, right?
Well, I think being in the majority is a lot more fun than being in the minority.
Yeah.
So, and I think Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell would tell you the same thing. So Reid right now is trying to protect his position, which arguably is the most powerful on Capitol Hill right now. And to do that, he has to provide some of his members cover. And he does that in various ways by allowing people to carry different legislation here on Capitol Hill that makes them look good back home, and by staying away from issues, say, like the Keystone XL pipeline, just staying away from those issues and not having his members take hard votes that could come back to haunt them at the polls.
Mm-hmm. The RNC is circulating some memo about Reid's use of campaign money. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, there was a previous story earlier this year on how Reid, the Federal Election Commission looked into money that Reid had used to buy gifts from his granddaughter, which he then gave to contributors to his campaign. It was campaign cash he used. And so the FEC raised questions about it. Reid later reimbursed the money. But regardless, it's one of those things of whether or not Reid actually broke rules here, perception trumps reality. And so it makes Reid look a little dirty and unethical, as Chairman Priebus pointed out yesterday.
Yeah, it was only, what, $31,000 to his daughter or something?
Yeah, that was a combined amount. And I think the story was that originally it was, say, $15,000 or so, and then another report surfaced after Reid had paid back some of the money, that it was actually more in the ballpark, like you're saying, of $31,000. But, you know, anytime campaign money is being used for reasons other than what it should be, or it appears that elected leaders here in Washington are skirting the law in some fashion, it feeds into the lingering storyline that, you know, elected leaders are dirty crooks and, you know, working behind closed doors doing bad stuff.
Oh, that never happened.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, what is this infatuation with the Koch brothers? I mean, he's used the words Koch brothers on the floor of the Senate like 134 times in the past couple of months.
Yeah, it's like a stand-up comic, you know, working on his routine. And so every day he's kind of honing it.
Yeah.
the floor has been Harry Reid's place to smash the Koch brothers. And he's done so, and a lot of people have different reasons for this. But it's a way to energize the Democratic base, because the Koch brothers are seen as kind of the evil duo that is funding conservative causes. Among them, actually, the ads that are running by Americans for Prosperity, which they help fund, or which they give money to, which are bashing Obamacare. And so Reid, in a counterpunch, is bashing them on the Senate floor, and basically calling on the Republican Party to do something they will never do, which is disavow the Koch brothers. And so he's trying to make hay out of it.
Yeah. What's happening in Louisiana involving Harry Reid and the Koch brothers?
Well, the Louisiana GOP chairman yesterday filed a formal complaint with the Senate Ethics Select Ethics Committee, accusing Reid of once again kind of skirting rules by attacking the Koch brothers online on his official Senate website. And so the chairman down there said that this is a violation of the rules, and the committee should look into that, and if Reid is indeed guilty of crossing the line, he should be punished appropriately. Now, I mean, if you talk to people kind of behind the scenes, this is just another way kind of to raise questions about Reid and feed into that idea that he's a shady character, mm-hmm. You know, unsavory character, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. I saw where you noted one GOP strategist claims Harry Reid is Obama's bodyguard.
Yeah, he's the lead blocker up here for him. And, you know, the House we've seen has passed, how many times have they passed efforts to try to repeal Obamacare?
Yeah.
And when they do, Reid's kind of waiting there with a bat to thwart it away.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's done that on a lot of stuff that the House GOP has hoped to push through Congress. You know, that's why he's been referred to as Obama's bodyguard. You call him bouncer, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Pick your metaphor.
Yeah. Of course, now the Democrats will say attacking Reid won't work, which means it probably will work if they're that concerned about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, different takes on it. Who knows how it will resonate, but I think probably the best way to look at this is, again, you get 6 more months to go before the election, and it helps to have another target to talk about. It's kind of a new shtick that the GOP can use to kind of fill the airwaves as we move closer to November. And, I mean, right now it's looking pretty good. We've seen different polls and different predictions out there now that there is a solid chance that Republicans can actually pick up the 6 seats they need to flip control of the Senate. And so they're doing everything in their power, taking everything in their political arsenal to try to sustain momentum over the course of the next 6 months, which is, you know, 6 months is a long time in politics.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, and finally today I noticed you had a little blurb about former Governor Brian Schweitzer of Montana.
Yeah, he was on MSNBC today, and he kind of made an off-the-cuff remark on how Congress is as popular as cockroaches. And after he said that, I remembered that there was an old poll, I want to say it was done last year, where indeed voters said Congress was less popular than cockroaches, and then also like colonoscopies and carnies were among the...
Where was radio announcer on that? Do you know?
Oh, come on. They love a radio announcer.
All right, Seth. Hey, thanks for your help on the story. I appreciate it much. Take care.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, bye-bye. Seth McLaughlin, Washington Times political reporter. The story in today's Washington Times, wild about Harry in Republicans' hunt for Senate. It's all about Reid. And I love it when the Democrats say, well, you know, you can't attack Harry Reid. It's not going to do you any good. Okay, we'll see. It's 1253, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. I'll be right back.